Athabasca, Edwin Parr Composites, EPC, Senior High Rugby Squad took a break from the weight room this month. The boys spent 3 evenings acting as designated drivers for company Christmas parties in town to help fundraise for an upcoming tour to the East Coast. Team coach and RCMP Constable David McLennigan said it gave the boys an opportunity to contribute to Athabasca and repay the contributions the community made to the year-old team. You put a lot of time and passion into sports, but you also want to give back to the community and show that you're there as a team to support them, instead of just them supporting you, said McLennigan. I'm trying not to just help make a better rugby player, I want to make them a person as well. Any character building we can do is great, it's not just about rugby. The boys, alongside many of their parents, started with the Coke Ford Christmas party on December 2nd, after the company suggested the activity as a way of helping out in return for a donation. The first two events were at the Agriplex, and when the boys would come back from driving someone, they were saying, "Wow, that was awesome, I joked around with them the whole time, who's the next person I can take," said McLennigan. They're getting to tell all the reasons they're doing the event for, and they're getting to share with some of the townspeople who may not know what rugby's about, or what the boys are doing. After Coke Ford, the team volunteered at Athabasca County's Christmas party December 8th, and at Cal Tires party December 16th. The events went off without a hitch, a fact Wyatt McKinnon, team captain and grade 10 student at EPC, was proud of. People don't end up trying to drive themselves home, and we're able to give them a good safe ride home so there's no accidents. It works out well for the team being able to help the community in that way, said McKinnon. The end goal for the fundraising is to get the team out to New Brunswick for a week-long tour at the beginning of June. While the event is locked in, the cost isn't, and McLennigan said the goal is to have no out-of-pocket costs for the athletes who will have worked all winter to fundraise. The boys are getting to know other members of the community by doing this event, and that's instilling in them this feeling of, hey, get to build something here by doing this type of volunteering, said McLennigan. In their own way, they're getting to help these people get home safely, and by doing so they're able to give this service and support back. It'll be a few months until the tour happens, but the student athletes are already excited about the opportunity to showcase their hard work in other parts of the country. Practices are slated to start in late February or early March, and the word has started to get out among the student population, according to McKinnon. Everyone's super pumped about it, we're getting new members too and they're excited about it. Everyone's just excited to get to go play in new places, meet new people, and try new things, said McKinnon. It's awesome for the team to get to different places, see more of Canada, and get to play some rugby. Cole Brennan, TownandCountryToday.com.